It's the Lake 940 Webster's radio station, and coming up at Webster's legendary concert venue Indian Ranch this weekend, Saturday, July 17th at 1, we will see the Dark Desert Eagles, who are the ultimate Eagles tribute band. But the other act that we'll see performing before the Dark Desert Eagles is fronted by somebody no stranger to those of us residents, longtime residents of Massachusetts, somebody part of our political history, Senator Scott Brown joins us.
Hey, good to be on with you, Doc. And yeah, we're psyched. We're going to be opening up for the Dark Desert Eagles on this Saturday. We're on at 1 o'clock sharp. I think the doors open at 12. So come on over and check us out before the show, during the show, and after the show.
Fantastic. You're bringing your brand of rock and roll to play with an Eagles tribute band, but most people remember you from your time as a senator here in Massachusetts, 2010 to 2013. And you're very well remembered. I think there's still a bumper sticker on the Welcome to Douglas sign up on Route 16.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Like, I didn't forget that you won Webster in both times that you ran.
Yeah, big time. And certainly love the Indian Ranch. My daughter, Ayla Brown, has played there quite a few times. She let me get up on stage with her once or twice. But this is something I've always on the bucket list wanted to do. It's such a historic venue, as you referenced, and the owners are, you know, obviously battling through COVID, now bringing all these acts back in big time form. I just saw the Dark Desert Eagles the other night at the Hampton Beach Casino, and they sold out. I'm hoping this one will be sold out. And listen, we're playing 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, classic rock and roll. You've got, obviously, the Beatles, Bryan Adams, Bad Company, Pat Benatar, Neil Young, Alice in Chains, you've got Steppenwolf.
Are these all acts that you'll be covering?
We got it, so.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great to hear. Now, you're lead vocal and guitar?
We have an amazing female vocalist, Gay Pukoski. She's
yes.
from Blackstone area, and she does the other half, but I do a lot of rhythm, a little lead on the guitar, but being in my former position as an ambassador and a former U.S. senator, I can't get up there and be a hacker. I have to get up there and obviously do it well, and so far people seem to dig it because we were booked there and we're booked at quite a few other places, and people can go to www.scottbrown-diplomats.com to learn more, certainly.
So you're no stranger to Indian Ranch. You performed with your daughter Ayla there. Ayla is a country musician, and you're very much rock and roll. Does that mean that there's family fights about that?
Both worlds, right? I mean, you got some great country acts down in Indian Ranch, and you have obviously great rock and roll acts. I've always enjoyed rock and roll. I've gotten to play with Cheap Trick six times. The last time was in Australia.
That's amazing.
Songs and two finales and Firehouse Warrant, you know, She's My Cherry. Some great acts. James Montgomery on the kind of bluesy side and Ayla on the country side. But just to get up at my age, I'm 61, start a band. This is a reiteration of a band I had in New Zealand for 4 years.
Right.
Songs, but, we're quite frankly more talented than the band in New Zealand.
But yet the New Zealand era of Scott Brown and the Diplomats, you got to perform at Beer Vanna in front of 15,000 fans. That's a far cry from Webster.
You know what? I'll tell you what. It was really pretty historic to play at Sky Stadium. And then we had our 4th of July events where we had over 2,500, 3,000 people. We were regulars at some local bars in town. And, it's fun. Anytime at my age, I've only been playing for 7 years, but I sang in high school and college. And to be able to play with really seasoned musicians who have been touring and have a long and strong history, you can learn about them on our website, and be able to open for a band. And listen, you got Pat Badger. Mm-hmm. He's a multi-platinum artist from Extreme. You've got
right.
Steelheart is there too, multi-platinum artist, so they're exceedingly talented. And to open up with these guys is fantastic.
Did you follow those bands back in the day, Senator?
Still do. I have them right on my. I have them both on iTunes right now. Of course.
Well, we have more in common than I thought. I think
you'd be surprised. I mean, I am an old-time hardcore rock and roll. You know, Kiss, Black Sabbath. You know, Alice Cooper. You know, you name it. I love it.
So you also share band members with your daughter, Ayla. Do you have any kind of, has anybody ever double booked? Do you ever have fights about that?
No, I'll be honest with you. Listen, initially, you know, my wife and daughter are like, what are you doing? You know, you're the president, CEO, and dean of a law school in Boston.
Right.
In Boston, and, you know, you're a former ambassador, you're this, you're that, and you're hot. What do you mean you're doing a band? I'm like, hello, I had a band for 4 years, and you didn't have an objection. Yeah, but this is different. Well, no, it isn't. And finally, you know, Ayla had a little heartache with it, but, you know, we certainly check with each other to make sure I'm not, you know, overbooking or taking any dates that she might have and vice versa. So finally, we had a sold-out show down at the Cape. She was on Thursday, I was on Friday, and she came, and I'm just going to say this right out. I mean, the next day at breakfast, she's like, she looks at me and she's, you know what, Dad? I got to tell you, you guys are really, really good. I'm proud of you, and you know, we just keep going. Just don't screw my band members up so I can't play with them.
So that's more of what we can expect. Opening for the Dark Desert Eagles this Saturday, the 17th, 1 o'clock. Sharp, Scott Brown, and the Diplomats. With your ensemble, are you doing any writing? Like, might we hear any original material from you?
Not in this one. Yeah, listen, I'm already on. I wrote for my wife and my 30th anniversary. You can go on iTunes and Fan the Flame by Scott Brown. I wrote that. It published, and we used it as a fundraiser for the Heart Association. Made some pretty good money. But yeah, I enjoy writing, and in terms of composing music, I think, quite frankly, I just give that to, you know, Ayler and other people who know more than I, that I do enjoy writing lyrics. And I don't know, you'll probably hear more from a couple of other band members. We're going to start to do the originals, but we wanted to really get these, and we only have 45 minutes, so I'm going to say, hi, I'm Scott Brown. Then we're just going for 45 minutes to maximize our time up there. The night before, we have a 3-hour set in Danvers, so it was certainly going to be an action-packed weekend for sure. And people can buy. Listen, we have incredible guitars that we played, signed, kind of swagged out, T-shirts, picks, you know, drum heads. I mean, we're treating this exceedingly professionally. I have to, obviously.
Now, you've been quoted, Senator, as if you had a choice between politics and going on tour, you'd go on tour in a minute.
Yeah, well, if I could go on tour with a band that actually made a lot of money, like, put it this way, and I'm semi-asleep because I played with these guys so much. If they said, you know what, you know, Rick's a little under the weather for a month, you want to come out on tour with us? I'd say, yes, I'll even pay you. Of course I'll come on tour. I'll pay you to take me, yes, absolutely. It's just something that I think every young boy has always wanted to do. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a rock star. I want to be a basketball player. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a policeman or a fireman. You know, so, yeah, so that's one of the things I wanted to do, and I'm going to fulfill that dream.
And here you were changing our world for the better with your as a legislator, while a whole bunch of us were kind of sweating it out at Sir Morgan's Cove and Ralph's throughout the early 2000s.
Oh man, well I remember the days of, you know, going to the Rat and the Paradise and, you know, playing, you know, seeing all these legends. I saw the New York Dolls in Revere Beach. How about that? Way
you're kidding.
In some little dive bar, and I was 17. They snuck me in, and we hung out with Killer, the bassist, and David Johansen. So, I mean, that's how far back I go. I mean, that's crazy. You know, the Strops. I mean, all these, like, groups that many people have never even heard of. And, you know, so I have a record collection right now that I probably have 2,000 records, you know, still use them, enjoy them.
And judging by a recent picture that ran in the Worcester Telegram and Gazette about this gig that we're talking about, there's no way I would have guessed you to be of that age group that would have been around for the New York Dolls.
Scrooge is one of my favorite movies with David Johansen playing the cab driver.
Yes.
About that. I've seen it probably 30 times and watch it every Christmas. But listen, you're good to take some time and interview us, and, you know, shout out to the Indian Ranch and the owners and the teams there. Really, we have to support these venues that are not going to be around. A lot of them are not around, and that's why it's so exciting to be part of this and hopefully bring people out and get them back into the, being Americans, you know, living free or dying. So here we go.
Yeah, post-pandemic, Indian Ranch, we can't wait to get out there and show our support for you and their entire lineup. They've really outdone themselves this year.
Okay. Yes, amen. I'm psyched. All right, good. We'll see you all Saturday, guys.
All right, we'll see you Saturday. Scott Brown and the Diplomats playing with the Dark Desert Eagles, the ultimate Eagles tribute band, Indian Ranch, this weekend.